Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A Minneapolis man is sharing his story after being assaulted and detained by ICE officers outside the Whipple Federal Building 1 week ago. Adam Underwood says he was protesting, shouting through a megaphone for about 2.5 hours before the incident. He says officers were occasionally shooting pepper bombs at the ground to keep protesters back.
I kind of started turning to kind of keep walking back, and I was totally slammed. It was like blindsided by all the officers. At the time, I didn't realize that I was the only one they attacked. I assumed a lot of people were getting arrested.
Video from Underwood's body cam and other protesters show 6 to 8 officers piling on top of Underwood, holding him for a few minutes, then walking him into the building surrounded by protesters. Underwood says the uniformed DHS officers inside the building treated him respectfully, even finding his missing body cam from his personal belongings. But the outside officers in camo did not.
They were really happy to take me down. They seemed to be like sort of hoo-ah, celebrating. You know, which I thought was hilarious because I was completely outnumbered. I didn't even put up a fight.
Underwood says he was never read his Miranda rights and never told why he was being detained until he received a charge while being released from custody. He was charged with impeding federal officers. The U.S. Department of Justice is appealing a federal judge's order restricting ICE agents in Minnesota from retaliating against peaceful protesters. The injunction blocks immigration officers from using pepper spray and other munitions on peaceful demonstrators and observers. It also bars them from stopping vehicles that are following them at a safe distance. DOJ officials argued the injunction hinders their ability to enforce the law and protect officers. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem called the order, quote, a little ridiculous. She says that more than 10,000 criminal aliens have been arrested in the state. In a statement, Noem says 3,000 have been arrested in the last 6 weeks as part of the Operation Metro Surge. She called them, quote, vicious murderers, rapists, child pedophiles, and incredibly dangerous individuals. The Minnesota Maternal Mortality Review Committee's report tracking data from 2017 to 2021 found that 95% of pregnancy-associated deaths were preventable. Co-chair Jennifer Almanza says Northwest and Northeast Minnesota suffer the most, which are areas with a high Native American population.
Compared to Caucasian counterparts, are 12 times as likely to experience a death.
Almanza says the Minnesota Perinatal Quality Collaborative is an interactive map showing statewide resources. In the metro, quote, it's an explosion of lights and colors, but in the north, it's, quote, a wasteland. Monday's annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in St. Paul featured the awarding of the Champion of Change Awards. St. Paul, Minnesota Foundation President and CEO Shonda Smith Baker.
Community is something you move from. It's something you invest in. And even if you move physically, that you stay in community where you go. You don't forget who you're there for.
6 Minnesotans in total were recognized. This is MNN.